All right, thank you, Dr. Fernandez, for joining us today. We are on your case now, so I am going to start with my script, and then we'll just kind of direct you from there, okay?
Okay.
All righty. This is the time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Dr. Esteban Fernandez in case number 23-136. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given to it in ARS 32-22-34. Dr. Fernandez, please introduce yourself for the record, and of course, if you have an attorney present as well.
Okay, I'm Dr. Esteban Fernandez. I work at Chino Valley Animal Hospital.
Okay.
Been there.
Okay, mm-hmm. No, we're good there, thank you. Dr. Fernandez, you have received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you, placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all of the materials you have submitted. If you have any additional materials you would like to present to the board, please do so.
Okay, no additional information.
Okay, thank you.
Or documentation.
This proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly and that only one person speaks at a time. We will begin by asking the lead board member assigned this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you will be given an opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. If present, the complainant will also be given an opportunity to address the board. If you have any questions for the board or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. Dr. Nosley, can you please give us a brief summary of the case?
Yes. On February 28, 2023, Oresti, an approximately 15-year-old male coon mix cat was presented to the respondent to evaluate a limp of the right rear leg that had developed the previous day. The respondent examined the cat, radiographs and a thyroid test were performed. An injection of Buprenex was approved and administered to the cat to reduce the pain and stress of the radiographs. Based on the respondent's findings, his primary rule out was an injured intervertebral disc. The respondent stated that the cat's thyroid was low, parentheses actually was high normal at 4.5. Therefore, adjustments were made to the cat's methimazole dose. The cat was prescribed prednisolone, syrup, and gabapentin, and the cat was discharged. Complainants stated in their complaint that the cat was lethargic and would not eat or drink after the Buprenex injection. The cat's condition continued to decline, and the cat passed away 3 days later, which the complainants attributed to the injection of Buprenex.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Fernandez, at this time, I would like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Dr. Fernandez, we would now like to give you an opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant in this case.
Okay, so as far as the, you know, the dose of the Buprenex, I went with the lowest conservative dose of 0.01 mgs per kg, and that's the lowest on the Plums. Plums FDA is all the way up to 0.24 mgs per kg. So I used a conservative low dose to reduce the stress and pain of the cat, performed the x-ray, and concluded that it had some trauma to the back disc or nerve pinch, and then prescribe the prednisolone and the gabapentin.
Okay, Thank you. I would now like to ask the board members if they have any questions for Dr. Fernandez.
Yes. Dr. Fernandez, this is Dr. Nosley. The first question I have is, how did you arrive at the patient having back pain?
Palpation.
Could you describe that a little bit more to me?
Okay, so in the physical exam, in palpating the lower back, it was painful. The leg was absent or very low CP on the right side. Had a good femoral pulse. It was warm, so I was not thinking that it was a pulmonary embolism, or I mean a thrombus, which is common with this presentation or segment of this cath. So I pursued just pain management and the anti-inflammatory.
Okay, I guess I was specifically asking about how you determined that Rusty had lower back pain.
Just palpating, pinching the lower back, he reacted and vocalized that was painful.
Okay. Can you explain what you meant by a 50% motor function?
50% in that the leg was, you know, not supporting his weight, but still he was trying to put a bit of weight on it, and he had deep pain.
Okay, so he was functioning at 50% of optimum, is that the way I'm
supposed? Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
During that exam, did you do a rectal exam?
No.
And your records indicate that you did and it was normal.
I don't recall doing a rectal exam.
Under the checklist examination, if you will, where mm-hmm. you had noted some of the abnormalities, including the heart murmur and others, it says under mm-hmm. rectal that there were no masses, and that indicates that a rectal was done on the cath.
Okay, I did not perform a rectal. I was trying to minimize the stress to the patient.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not asking if you should have done a rectal. I was just asking if you did.
Okay.
Because it says in the records that you did and it was normal.
Okay. That might have been our we have a template, mm-hmm. and I think that is on the template and it was just not changed.
Okay. Regarding the heart murmur, you mm-hmm. indicated it was a 2 out of 6.
Mm-hmm.
Did you discuss a workup for heart disease with the owner?
I didn't discuss the workup other than doing the x-ray, looking at the heart. And in retrospect, I think it was probably more of a, you know, three heart murmur.
It was more 3 than 2, did I hear you right?
Yeah, I think it was more than 3.
Okay. Did you look back at the record and note that there was no murmur auscultated only 3.5 months ago?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So there was no murmur 3.5 months, and now mm-hmm. you're hearing a 3 of 6. But
yeah.
Again, you didn't then discuss a cardiac workup.
No.
Or did you radiograph the chest?
Let's see, look at my records. Yes, there was a VD of the chest. And it looks slightly enlarged, but obviously the most, you know, the most common thing is hypercardiomyopathy with the hyperthyroid.
Okay. Going back to the vitals, did the 103.9 temperature concern you, or was there a discussion about that with the owner?
No.
Would you consider that an abnormality?
I would consider that, you know, with stress, we often get an elevated rectal temperature.
okay.
So then,
the Buprenex, and I appreciate you referring, and you say you gave a conservative dose.
Mm-hmm.
And you, please correct me if I'm wrong, but the we had a 2.5 kilogram cat, correct? 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
5 pounds.
Two. Yeah, 5.5.
Okay, and Plums lists a dosage of 0.01 to 0.03.
Yes,
and then pain. Okay, so
yeah, and the, and it says the FDA labeled dose is 0.24 mg per kg. That's very high.
0.24 or 0.024?
0.24.
Okay, but that's not in Plums, is that right?
That's from Plums.
Okay, so for Rusty, the dose that you gave was 0.06.
Yeah, 0.06 milligrams.
0.2 mLs, 0.06.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if we take the 0.01 to 0.03 mg per kg and consider 0.03,
mm-hmm.
the high end of what's recommended for general pain and relief, that high dose would be 0.075 and you gave 0.06.
Mm-hmm.
The low dose, if we use Plum's low dose, which
mm-hmm.
to my way of thinking would be a conservative dose, would be only 0.025 milligrams.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'm asking, do you agree with me or disagree?
Let me just read.
It's the conservative dose that I think is important here,
mm-hmm.
and the information to me would suggest that that was not a conservative dose.
Okay. All right. Well, I believed it was a conservative dose.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Well, that's but, we don't have to.
But I mean, it was sufficient to eliminate the severity of the pain, but it, he was not overly sedated when on discharge. He was comfortable, but not depressed.
Okay. In your evaluation of the radiographs, you indicated in your record that there was a normal spine, and your record notes no dislocation or arthritis.
Correct.
Okay. So, based on your diagnosis of lower back disc trauma,
mm-hmm.
and was that was not based on the radiograph, correct?
No, based on the physical exam.
The decreased mobility and the decreased proprioception that you indicated.
Correct.
So we have normal radiographs, but the diagnosis was based on the neurologic exam. Is that
that's correct.
Am I following? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you indicated there, as I just said, no dislocation or arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
On the lateral view, did you evaluate the stifles on that radiograph?
Mm-hmm. I have them right in front of me. So yeah, the right looks pretty arthritic.
Yeah, that was what I had discovered. And the left, mm-hmm. I saw no degenerative joint disease, surprisingly enough, mm-hmm. for a cat of this age. It looked like on the left side, that stifle looked pretty normal without
mm-hmm.
a lot of degenerative change, but I would describe the right stifle as having severe degenerative joint disease. Would you agree or disagree with me on that?
I would agree with that.
So and could that finding be a partial, at least, reason for to have 50% mobility in that leg, a severely arthritic stifle, then maybe mm-hmm. it was injured in a fall, then subsequently something like that.
Mm-hmm. I concur.
Okay. And on the T4, just, it was confusing. That, first of all, that was the only blood work ordered, right?
Mm, correct.
Was the T4. And mm-hmm. your narrative indicates it as 4.5 low.
I was more concerned with the, I mean, the history of the, you know, just a 5.5 cat, I tend to see more side effects at the 5 milligram twice a day. So as far as inapacence, so that was just a call that, to see how we would do on that, but I don't think that contributed to the outcome.
Right, but I'm just trying to clarify what you meant
yes.
by 4.5 low.
Yeah, it was like therapeutic, high therapeutic
right.
range.
Which wouldn't be low, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And then you, more based on a clinical decision, decided to lower the dose.
Correct.
And I agree with you in terms of what we're talking about and the outcome of this case. It may not be a factor, but it was very confusing as to the, your train of thought, if you will, for lack of a better mm-hmm. term, regarding the thyroid. Can you tell me in the clinic who CZ is?
Who CZ?
The initial CZ.
That's Dr. Korzenko.
It's a doctor?
Mm-hmm. A technician may have the same initial.
Yeah. I'm thinking, yeah. I was thinking it was a technician.
Yeah, that could be one. I mean, we have.
Yeah. Possible at that time, a CZ.
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking is on the day after the visit, the owner called the clinic and
mm-hmm.
was very concerned about the sedation that Rusty was experienced. Did you get that?
That could have been, I did not get that. Our receptionist did not convey any information to me.
That was my question. Did you get that message?
No, I did not get any message from the reception.
I don't have any other questions for the respondent.
Okay, do any other board members have questions for Dr. Fernandez?
Dr. Fernandez, just a side question. What type of safety equipment do you have for your technicians in taking radiographs?
Can you repeat that?
Yes, this is Dr. Thompson. I was wondering what safety equipment do you have available to your staff that take radiographs?
Safety equipment, meaning lead?
Yes.
Lead aprons? Yes, they have lead aprons and lead gloves.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and there's no further questions. Okay, and we do not unfortunately have the complainant present or by phone today, so we're just going to skip over that piece of it. And so, you know, Dr. Fernandez, this is now your time. If you have any additional, you know, remarks or final comments,
okay.
That you would like to make.
So I the documentation, you know, the record keeping, I agree. I mean, I feel that that is a bit lacking in what I tried to communicate to the owner. I only had contact with the husband, not any communication with the wife. The husband, I was trying to, you know, it was a super hectic day, but I went over the x-rays and it was in the hallway. And I was trying to have a quality of life talk. You know, you kind of see that, you know, you see so many of these cats in this decline, you know, the weight going down, heart murmur, you know, with the thyroid issue. And I know the fragility of that signalment, and that's why I would try to reduce the stress, not try to, you know, draw for more diagnostics, because I wanted to not stress the cat out. But then I did try to have a conversation with the husband about, you know, where we're at, you know, as far as, you know, the heart disease and the weight loss. And he basically gave me the hand and said, no, Rusty's better than ever. And he didn't want to have a conversation about that. So, because I was concerned about how this is going to progress with the heart issue, and he just didn't want to talk about it.
Okay. Thank you.
And I know that's not fact, that's not record, but that's how the conversation did not happen because of he didn't want to take part in the conversation.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any final questions from board members of Dr. Fernandez? Okay. This concludes the portion of the informal interview in which the board hears testimony. The board will now deliberate and decide what to do in this matter. So Dr. Fernandez, just as a reminder, this is the part now where you just have to kind of sit back and keep quiet. So there's no more, we don't have any additional questions for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Dr. Dosley?
Okay, so first of all, talking about the buprenex, which the drug is buprenorphine, which is an opioid. I've had experience with opioid administration to geriatric cats. There are other alternatives other than an opioid, and I'd like to just refer to, again, I believe this is Plums. Because of the potential for decreased clearance with subsequent exaggerated prolonged effects, all opioids should be used in caution in patients, and they list some patients, and pediatric, geriatric, or severely debilitated patients. So, I believe that the administration of this drug at this dose, which is not conservative, it's on the higher end,
okay,
was not appropriate. At the calculated dose to Rusty would be contraindicated. And my reasons for that would be we have no blood work. We don't know what organ function is. We have no CBC. We don't know if he was anemic or any abnormal blood counts, and we had an elevated temperature. This recently developed heart murmur in an older debilitated cat, one reason can certainly be anemia, which can severely prolong the effects of opioid administration. And we didn't know at this time what our blood counts were, what our organ function was. We do know that we had a geriatric patient, as the respondent just said, with comorbidities and with documented significant weight loss. So this was a older, debilitated patient with hyperthyroidism. Then we don't find out anything more about him in terms of his heart function and his organ function and blood counts, and we give an opioid. The arthritis of the stifle, significant, and certainly could play a role in the way the cat presented, and we didn't have any discussion of that with the owner or addressed at all. In fact, the records indicated there was no arthritis when we just heard there was significant arthritis in the stifle. So I'm not saying that a disc, a lower back disc, is impossible if we're relying on the proprioception finding, but it could also have been that severely, severely arthritic knee. And we had some history of maybe some trauma, and then with an arthritic knee, you could certainly present that way. So I think there's a violation here. I would make a motion to find a violation, ARS 3222312, as it relates to R311511. failure to follow professionally acceptable procedures and use of current professional and scientific knowledge in administering a moderate dose of buprenorphine to a geriatric debilitated patient without blood work and a cardiac evaluation.
Okay. Second.
We have a motion and a second to find a violation. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. The board has voted to find a violation, Dr. Fernandez. This concludes this matter, and Dr. Fernandez, you will receive written confirmation of the board's action shortly. At next month's meeting, the board will consider adopting proposed findings of facts and conclusions of law, and after doing so, we'll then discuss and adopt a disciplinary action. If you have any questions, please call the board's executive director, Victoria Whitmore, at the board's office. This concludes the informal interview. Thank you for joining us via phone.